This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump continues his trip to Britain after a visit that included meeting with the royal family in a state dinner. He also supposed to have talks with Prime Minister Theresa May, which could be coarse, as VOA's Patsy Wadakuswar explains.
A state visit is supposed to be about pomp and pageantry, but even before he arrived at Buckingham Palace, President Trump has waded into diplomatic complications with his remarks on Brexit, including voicing support for pro-Brexit politicians Boris Johnson and Nigel Farage, potentially bringing embarrassment to Prime Minister Theresa May, who is resigning in just a few days. May is leaving after failing to negotiate a Brexit deal that Parliament could ratify. Trump called on Britain to leave the EU without a deal if Brussels refuses to meet its demands. Niall Gardiner is from the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom.
President Trump has given his wholehearted support for Brexit and for a US-UK free trade deal, and so this is a big priority issue.
Trump is backing Boris Johnson as Britain's next prime minister. Patsy Wadakuswara, VOA News, London.
Iran has taken new steps against two detained journalists who covered a domestic labor unrest and government corruption, sending one to a notorious women's prison and sentencing another to a two-year jail term. Two human rights groups said that Iranian journalist Sapita Galian, who covered labor issues, was transferred to a women's prison near Tehran on Monday in a move against the second Iranian journalist. An Iranian court imposed a two-year prison sentence on Masoud Kazemi on Sunday, according to his lawyer. An ethnic Kazakh Chinese national who exposed the existence of so-called Muslim re-education camps in Xinjiang region will seek asylum in Sweden. The woman's lawyer said she and her family left the Almaty Monday after